U.S. job openings have fallen below 11 million for the first time since last November. The Labor Department reports openings stood at 10.1 million on the final day of August. The largest decreases in job openings were in health care and social assistance and in services and retail trade. The number of hires and separations showed little change. A major semiconductor manufacturing operation is planned for New York State. Governor Kathy Hochul says Micron will invest $100 billion in the Syracuse region to make central New York a global chip manufacturing hub.
This will be a catalyst for more supply chain companies to come here as well. New York is being seen as the place businesses want to be. And from across the nation, the best and brightest minds will continue to come here.
It's expected to create thousands of jobs. Samsung Electronics says it will bring its most advanced computer processing chips to market in 2027. The 1.4 nanometer nodes would significantly advance applications in the artificial intelligence and automotive sectors. Samsung's current node technology is 3.0 nanometer. A butter shortage is likely to drive up prices as the holiday season approaches.
According to the Wall Street Journal, limited milk production and staffing issues have resulted in the lowest inventory of butter since 2017. The Department of Agriculture said the amount of butter in storage facilities fell by 10% in August and is down 22% over last year. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Apple will have to scrap its proprietary lightning charger in Europe. EU lawmakers have approved a rule requiring all devices there to have a USB Type-C charging port by the end of 2024. Tupperware has announced its products will be sold at Target as the company looks to reinvent its brand. For years, Tupperware products were sold almost exclusively through direct marketing. Consumer and business news, Dawn Nietzsche, NBC News Radio.